Blog Talk Radio.
Ready?
Welcome to Triplett Ministries Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live today from Starkville, Mississippi. Triplett Ministries Radio Broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I am so grateful to the good Lord to see another day. And I thank and praise God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Our subject is sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. And we have a scripture coming from James, the second chapter, and the ninth verse. James, the second chapter, and the ninth verse. And it reads, "But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors." Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your holy word, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for just allowing it to be plain and simple that even a fool can understand. Father, we thank you, Father God, for the bread of life that we're breaking today. We ask that, Father God, that we will apply this word to our daily lives and that we will go our way, Father God, and sin no more. Father God, let us repent of our sins and ask you to forgive us of our sins. And Father, we ask you also to create in us a clean heart and a clean mind, Father God, that we may not sin against you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, let our souls prosper, that we may prosper and be in health as our soul prosper. In Jesus' mighty name. Sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. The Bible tells us, the Holy Bible tells us, that he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is what? Sin. So sin, if you don't know what sin is, you need a definition of sin. He that or she that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know to do right, but you refuse to do it. We talked last week about, the week before, about the transgressor, about the way of a transgressor is hard, the Bible tells us. A transgressor is one, you know that God is a merciful God. You know that he's a loving, kind God. He's a compassionate God, and that he's a forgiving God, and you're really taking God for granted. A transgressor takes God for granted. They say, well, I know Jesus is going to forgive me, and so therefore I'm just going to do this sin, commit it, and do what I want to do, and then I can ask God for forgiveness because he said he would cast all of my sins into the sea of forgiveness. That's a transgressor, and that's what the Bible says. The way of a transgressor is hard, and we talked about that 2 weeks ago, not last Saturday, but two Saturdays ago. Because if you're having it hard, and it can very well be because of your transgression. Because the Bible tells us that his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Amen. And so Jesus, he doesn't put no more on you than it's like that we can stand. Amen. He bore his cross that he had to bear for us, that you and I might have life and eternal life and an option to choose everlasting life with him. But we all have our own individual cross. It's not the same cross that Jesus himself had, but we all have our own cross, things that we must bear, amen, that we are on assignment to do, that Jesus, that God has on us on assignment to do, amen, and that we must fulfill so that when we are fulfilled our purpose, then he can say, well done, and then we will be able to sit at the right hand of God, the Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So when we're talking about sin, we're going to look at also the sin where the woman, she was actually in the act of adultery in John, the 8th chapter, and the 11th verse. St. John, the 8th chapter and the 11th verse. And it reads, she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Amen. So this woman we found was caught in the very sin of adultery. Amen. And Jesus said, you know, he that's without sin cast the first stone. And so no one could cast the stone. And so Jesus said, neither do I cast. He's a condemned. He said, but go your way, young woman, and sin no more. Amen. So be sure the Bible tells us your sins will find you out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way around it. Your sins are going to find you out. So you must repent. You must ask God to forgive you of your sins and be washed in the blood of the Lamb so that he can cast your sins into the sea of forgiveness. Amen. Because God is a loving God. He's a compassionate God. And no, he does not have respecter of persons. So, you know, therefore, he knows when we are using him. Amen. Or abusing our privileges or taking him for granted, if you will. Because, oh, he's forgiving, he's loving, he's kind. I can still go and do what I want to do, and I don't have to worry. I can ask God to forgive me, because the Bible says all sin comes short of the glory of God. Well, yeah, but we all have sin. But at some point, Jesus tells you, go your way and sin no more, because that's the point of repentance. When you repent and say, Lord, I have made a mistake. I have committed sins. I have gone astray. And I'm broken and I'm heartily sorrowful for all the sins or the things that I've done. And Jesus, he knows your heart. He knows your thoughts are far off. And he knows what you're going to ask him before you even ask him. And he knows if you're sincere or not. But, you know, you must have a broken and a contrite spirit. Not a hypocritical spirit or a fake spirit or false spirit. You must be truthful and you must be sincere, because Jesus said he's the way and the truth, right, and the life. So the truth, it'll make you free. Even if you're embarrassed, you can go and tell God about your sin, because you can't tell the world, because the world is going to expose you. But Jesus, he'll expose you too. But he gives you an opportunity, because that's why he says, be sure your sins will find you out. He gives you an opportunity, because he says, you know, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And he said, you know, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy in the time of need. So Jesus, he understands your need. He knows when you've been tested. And he knows when you've been tempted, and he knows when you've been tried. And that's why we have to ask the Father to help us to flee lust for youth, amen, and flee fornication and flee those those things that are unpleasing and unholy and unclean and that are not of God. And we have to ask God to come in and sup with us and to fill us with his Holy Spirit so that his presence will be in us and that we will not commit sin. Amen. Because, you know, he said if you abide in him and his words abide in you, then you can ask what you will in his whatsoever in his name, if it's according to his will, and it shall be given unto you. Because, see, now you in compliance and you in alignment with the Holy Ghost. And then when you in alignment and you in compliance with Jesus Christ, and so therefore, if you lined up, then everything is going to fall through for you because you have met the criteria. You have met the prerequisite. You are doing what Jesus said do. Amen? But he said, excuse me, the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. So, yeah, the way of a transgressor is hard, but he also said the wrath of God, his wrath, comes upon the children of disobedience. So we can be sinners, and if we sin, and guess what? He said what? The wages of sin is what? Death. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life. So why choose death? That's why Jesus said, you choose this day whom you are going to serve, life or death, blessing or cursing. Because if you choose him, you're going to have life and you're going to be blessed. But if you choose the sinner way, you're going to choose death. And you're going to choose the eternal damnation. Amen? And so this is why God says, you know, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. See, and this is not a joke. This is not a fairy tale. And this is not fiction. This is reality. This is real. This is a holy Bible. This is a living word. And Jesus said he is coming back for a church that have made herself ready. And he said he's coming like a thief in the night. So we don't have time to play around with others and our people. We don't have time. All we got to do is be obedient, just, you know, be obedient to God. Ask God to free our minds of sin. You know, you can think of an unholy thought and not sin it because you thinking evil. And so the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So we have to ask God, Lord, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, set my affection and my hopes on things eternal. Yes, Lord. Set our hopes and our affections on things eternal. Let us think on things that are just, lovely, that are pure, and that are of a good report, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us, Father God, dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Therefore, we shall abide under the shadow of you and the Almighty. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep us from youthful lust, Father God, and lustful thoughts. Keep us, Father, and allow us to resist temptation, Father God, and resist the devil, and he will flee in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us walk worthy, Father God, in the vocation where we have been called, Father God. Let us present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, O God, which is our reasonable service, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said he would withhold no good thing from them that walk upright. Your money can't get you into heaven. You can't buy salvation. You can buy your membership at a local assembly that holds a church service. You can buy a membership. Matter of fact, some of them will let you preach in the house of God if your money is long enough. But you can't buy salvation. Jesus is not a man that he should lie. Jesus He's the same again yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. But see, people change. And the, like the seasons change. And so we need to know, like Jesus said in James, the second chapter and the ninth verse, but if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressed. See, because you're respecting people's money. You're not respecting the calling of God and the anointing on their life. But you know, Bible said that a man will be without honor in his own country. That's the word of God, listeners. And so Jesus said you'd be a man or woman of sorrows, because he was a man of sorrows. You would be acquainted with grief. Remember, we talked about that. Your acquaintance is grief. And you will be rejected for his name's sake. He said, but great is your reward in heaven. So they've also persecuted them that gone before you. So count it all joy when men revile you and persecute you. Hey, glory, hallelujah. For great is your reward in heaven, my God from on high. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. For great is your reward. I shall wear a crown. You shall wear a crown. Remember, let no man take your crown. You will be crowned with that crown of righteousness. Amen? Amen. Don't let no man, no woman steal your crown. Amen? You should wear a crown. Jesus is awesome. He's a wonderful Savior. And, you know, he said that he had told us in his word. See, this word that I'm preaching, he said it's going to pass away. He said even heaven going to pass away. He said, but his word, he said heaven and earth, I'm sorry. He said heaven is going to pass away. Earth, this earth is going to pass away. But his word that I'm preaching to you, forgive me, listeners, his word, he said, it shall stand forevermore. His word is a light unto my path. And it's a lamp unto my feet. Let the word of God saturate your soul, saturate your spirit. Remember, he said, faith without works is dead. And the body without a spirit is dead. Amen? So we must be born of what? The spirit, hallelujah, the water and of what? The spirit of God. And it's the Spirit of God that's going to sustain you. It's the Holy Spirit of God that's going to keep you. And it's the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost that's going to confirm you. And those signs shall follow you with that baptism of the Holy Ghost. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is the speaking of tongues. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is going to be the sign, the miracles and the signs and the wonders that's going to follow you because of your belief. Your works, you have put works with your faith. You repented of your sins. You went down in Jesus' name with the deed. You went in deed, not only in the name of Jesus, but you went down in his name. You buried yourself in the water. Somebody baptized you in the name of Jesus down in the water. So you took on the name of Jesus, and you took it on in not only a name, but in deed. See, you got to be able, he said, faith without works is dead. You have to have both. Your faith is, yes, I believe Jesus Christ died on the hill called Golgotha for my sins and the sins of the world, and that he is the Savior of the world. And I believe that He rose again that I might live again. Amen. And then that faith, you have to put your works and say, okay, there's no other name, the Bible says, whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus. So you, now you have believed that Jesus, who he is, you say, now I'm going, I know whose name I need to be baptized in. I need to be baptized in the name of Jesus, because there's what? Power in the name of Jesus. But let's get it straight. Let's not get it twisted. The name of the Father is who? Jesus. The name of the Son is who? Jesus. The name of the Son of the Holy Ghost is who? Jesus. They all are one. It's Jesus all day long. Just Jesus. And it's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Amen. We're not talking about John's baptism, where John baptized Jesus in the Father, named the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. See, but then after Jesus came, hey, hey, glory, hallelujah, we had power from on high. And that same power you can have today. He said, greater works you shall do, but you got to take them all in his name. You got to take them on, and not only in his name, but indeed, and go down in the name of Jesus after you believe who he is. Jesus, he said, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All you got to do is say, I surrender. Lord, I surrender to you. See, we got to get this thing right. Jesus left his roadmap here to success. That's the Holy Bible, the Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Amen. The Word, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So this, all it is, the Bible is God all day long. If you want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you want to get to know him, read his word. Because remember, he said, I'm not a man, he said, that he should lie. He said, he changed him not. He left his word. You know, it's nothing like having a good conversation. If you want to talk, to have a talk with Jesus, you can just open up his word and hear what he's speaking unto you. And hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. Who is the church, listener? The church is you, not the building. The building is where you go to have fellowship. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. Okay? But you are the church. Amen? He said, upon this rock I shall build my church, Jesus Christ. Upon this rock, Jesus. He said, I shall build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. That's Jesus all day long. He is so worthy. And worthy is the Lamb. I thank and praise Jesus Christ for who he is. Who he is in my life. How he's brought me out of a mighty long, from a mighty long way, and brought me out of the muck and mire. I thank and praise God. If it wasn't, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? What a friend we have in Jesus. We have a friend. And like I say, you know, it's nothing like having a good conversation with Jesus Christ. Amen? Some people you can communicate with and they're not talking about anything constructive. They're very negative, they're naysayers, they're complainers, and they're murmurs, and their conversation is dead. It's going nowhere. But you know, Jesus said we are lively stones, amen, lively stones. And so we should show forth the praises of him, of him that brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. You've heard the expression, I've seen the light. And the light that's on the hill, it can't be hid. You can't hide the light. The light is going to light the city up in the dark world. So let your light shine that others might see your good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. But we got to get rid of this sin in our life, listen. This is not a plaything. This is not a joke. Jesus called me to be an evangelist, to evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ. My job is to provide the word to live the life and to preach the word of God to you. It's up to you to receive the word of God. He said he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Amen. This is working the ministry. I'm working the ministry. I want to perfect you. We want to perfect the body of Christ. He said, perfect the saints. Amen. Until we all come into what? The unity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All these denominations are just be done away with. There is not a denomination listed nowhere in the Bible. You'll never find it. But you will find the doctrine. And that's not the doctrine of devils, but that is the apostles' doctrine. He said in Acts the 19th chapter, they continue steadfastly, or the second chapter, in the apostles' doctrine. Because Jesus wants us to fellowship with one another, but we have to be on one accord. And not only are we on one accord, we have to know what God is wanting us. We got to know what we stand for. And if we don't know what we stand for, then we'll fall for anything. We got to stand for something or what? Fall for anything. Amen? All right, let's look here. Let's go to Acts, the 19th chapter. Let's turn with me to Acts, the 19th chapter. Acts, the 19th chapter. All right, it's in Acts, the 19th chapter. Uh-huh. All right. All right, so let's read at the beginning of the first verse. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, and he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hard and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And the scripture, they continued steadfastly in the apostles. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. All right, that's the second chapter. That's going to be in the 42nd verse of Acts. I've had it right. Acts, the second chapter. And that's going to be the 40th verse. And it says, Acts 2:46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of the heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as should be saved. But let me go back to 42, Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking the bread and in praise. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changed him not. Oh, I thank and praise you, Lord Jesus. Bless the listening audience on the day, Father God, and everyone that tune in when they will tune in to it. Father God, repent and sin and go their way and sin no more. in the mighty name of Jesus, and that they might be saved. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you.
Thank you.